miserable ones. They're done. Okay, good morning. I would like to call to order a meeting of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission for Wednesday, March 26, 2014. Beginning, may I please confirm that we have a quorum?
We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. I have one item under Chair's report. As you know, our beloved Deputy Executive Director, Ann Flemmer, is retiring after 33 incredible years. What, 32? Oh, I get it. Okay. I think all the with all the evening night meetings, I think you get up to 33. Anyway, and so we have a resolution that we'd like to present to her. It's before you, and before we formally present it to Anne, I'd love to ask for a motion to approve resolution number 41. It's moved by Commissioner Guerin. Seconded by Commissioner Sparing and Commissioner Cortese and every commissioner around the table. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. And Anne, I'd love it if you might be able to join me at the podium. The chair and the vice chair. We have. And I know I speak from all of us, and I know you'll be hearing some comments from the commissioners after we present this to you, but I just wanted to extend our deepest appreciation for your incredible leadership over the decades to MTC and to the people of the Bay Area, and for your incredible leadership on this commission. And so we have a proclamation that I'd like to read to you, because it's really a wonderful illustration of the incredible contributions that you have made to maybe better if you move over here, then we can get the right there. Got to choreograph this. So anyway, we'd love to present this proclamation to you with great love and appreciation for all your incredible leadership. And so in appreciation, the resolution of appreciation for Ann Flemmer on the occasion of her retirement from MTC after more than 30 years of distinguished service. Whereas Ann Flemmer came to the Metropolitan Transportation Commission as an intern in 1982 and, like General Douglas MacArthur, vowed to return and never leave again, a pledge she has kept until announcing her retirement early this year. And whereas Ann parlayed her internship into an illustrious 32-year career with the agency, joining MTC staff as a planner in 1983 after completing her master's degree in city planning at UC Berkeley, having already been awarded a bachelor's in urban studies at UCLA in 1980, and rising to become MTC's first deputy executive director for operations in 2001, and later, in 2009, its deputy executive director for policy, making her the only person to hold each of these two lofty posts, and testifying to her skills as an all-around athlete who can play every position on the team. And whereas after initial assignments at MTC's planning section under the questionable tutelage of future MTC lobbyist Tom Bolger, Ann was tapped to head the allocations and assistance section in 1991, and in this capacity and subsequently as manager of transit coordination and access, she spearheaded key initiatives in the areas outside the agency's traditional planning and funding purview, broadening the agency's expertise and helping to transform MTC into a service-oriented, customer-focused organization for the 20th century. And whereas Ann mobilized the region's response to the 1990 Federal Americans with Disabilities Act, working with over two dozen Bay Area transit agencies and dozens more disability rights advocates to ensure compliance with the new law, while also, and in the same vein, pioneering the Bay Area's Welfare to Work program to include access to jobs and support services for low-income residents. Whereas, in one of the truly hefty lifts in the 40-year history of MTC, Anne successfully led the effort to develop a single, universally accepted transfer fare card, a nearly two-decade-long saga beginning in the 1990s with the TransLink prototype card and culminating by dint of Anne's inspired leadership, Delft diplomacy, and sheer cussedness in the 2010 rollout of the Clipper card, over 700,000 of which are now in use in the Bay Area on a monthly basis. And whereas Anne led the development and implementation of the region's 511 Traveler Information Service, the first of its kind in the nation, and still a model of cutting-edge telephone and web-based tools currently utilized by Bay Area travelers between 2 million and 3 million times a month. And whereas in a valiant but not vainglorious valedictory display of leadership, Anne guided MTC's recent development jointly with the Association of Bay Area Governments of the monumental Plan Bay Area, the region's first regional transportation plan to include a sustainable community strategy and a lightning rod for the raucous and contentious controversy that required all of Anne's steady temperament and gracious aplomb to withstand and finally to overcome, if you don't count the four lawsuits filed afterwards. And whereas a fan and lifelong supporter of Bay Area sports teams, Anne's interest in the game of baseball quickened when her two sons, Matt and Kevin, both became standout pitchers at the high school and college levels and rose to a fever pitch, so to speak, in 2010 when Anne took a lead role in raising funds and rallying support to retain baseball as a varsity intercollegiate sport at her grad school alma mater, UC Berkeley. A successful effort welcomed by legions of old blues and some not so old ones, notably young right-hander Matt Flemmer and his Cal Bear teammates. And whereas in recognition of her stellar record of accomplishments at MTC, her long service as a board member and the first woman chair of the Intelligent Transportation Society of America, the consummate professionalism she has displayed in all facets of her career, and the inspiration that she has provided to countless women in the transportation field, the San Francisco Bay Area chapter of the Women's Transportation Seminar has bestowed upon Anne its very first Lifetime Achievement Award. And whereas throughout her tenure at MTC, and even under the most trying circumstances, Anne has comported herself with grace, equanimity, and an almost preternatural poise, while also displaying a sincere and thoughtful concern for others, traits that have won her the trust and affection of the commissioners she served and the MTC partners and co-workers with whom she collaborated so fruitfully. And whereas her many friends and fans at MTC have searched without success for someone to say an unkind word about Anne, though we will keep looking because there's much more satisfying to dish on someone after they're no longer around than to defend themselves. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Metropolitan Transportation Commission thanks Anne Flemmer for her many contributions to the agency, salutes her for her landmark Bay Area transportation improvements that she has so ably fostered and nobly championed, and wishes her bon viaggio on her and her husband's future trips to Italy and to wherever else their future journeys may lead them beyond the ballparks of the National League. So, Anne.
Thank you.
Say two words. I realize that after 32 years, you have to sit and listen to a lot of whereases, so I appreciate that, and I really appreciate the wonderful work of our staff to put that in writing. It's very thoughtful, and I really appreciate your full support of that resolution. I've watched a lot of people retire from MTC, and I never thought the day would come where I would be standing here doing this. And I really appreciate and am very grateful for the opportunity to have worked here for as long as I have. I started as an intern, as everyone knows by now, started with a great office in the Claremont Hotel with two other interns that had a beautiful Bayview window overlooking tennis courts. And my first week there, I got a chance to meet with Larry Doms, the executive director at the time, and had a little orientation, and words stuck with me throughout my entire career is what he said, what how to characterize MTC. And he said, it's an experiment in good government. And I want you to know that for all the years I've been here, I have never been disappointed against those words. What this commission does on a regular basis is confront what is a very difficult thing, and that's to deal with what is a regional issue, despite the fact that you also have to be very careful about what you protect and what you hold dear locally. And that is not a small thing to do. That experiment has kept me very alive and very interested in being here. People ask, how could you stay at a place for 32 years? It's because of you. And I want you to know that very personally. I counted on the wall 92 pictures of commissioners, individuals, who have served on this commission in the time I've been here. I have had the best opportunity to work with the very best people the Bay Area could ever offer. I'm lucky I'm in the transportation field because I think it really generates some extraordinary folks and extraordinary policy development. Everything that's in that resolution is because you gave me the opportunity to really risk the reputation of the commission. Who would have thought we would be sitting here talking about technology for a Clipper card? You know, that's not what a planning organization does. Planning organization does not become a Bay Area toll authority. A planning organization does not become a technology bleeding edge agency willing to really take the risk. It doesn't take on all of the awful process we had to go through, but with really good results for Plan Bay Area. So I wanted to express that appreciation to you, and I really ask one thing from my retirement gift from you is that you keep experimenting. Don't ever stop that, because that is what keeps you, all of us, relevant, keeps the staff here very engaged, and it means that we're going to have a really bright future for our children, and that's very important as well. So thank you very much. I'll have more to say to staff at my party in a couple weeks, but I wanted to address you specifically as the leaders of this organization today, and I wish I could stay longer, but now is the time to go. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Amy, can I guess I've worked with you the longest of anybody here, almost as many years as you've been here, and so people like myself that have worked with you all these years, I remember all the unmet need hearings. Really appreciate all you've done, but to show you what an impact you've had, one of our newest commissioners, Commissioner Weiner, leaned over and said, "This is a tremendous loss to the region." And Scott is absolutely right; it is. On behalf of the North Bay counties, and I don't know of anybody that has impacted hundreds of thousands of lives in such a positive way as you have. And most of these people will never even know your name. And so, and you've provided a service that not only will serve them, but it'll serve their children and that next generation. You know, we talk about when people leave an organization, we always say, oh, they can't be replaced. But generally, they are. But in your case, you really are the fabric of MTC. You've built that foundation, and we're going to take tremendous pride in building that legacy that you have left. And all 28 years I've been in office, I have never worked with anybody that's so honest and so sincere as Ann Flemmer. Ann, you are just an outstanding individual and a great person to work with. And, you know, as we all get older, we all talk about people we've met in our lifetime that we were very blessed to have worked with and have known. And you are one of those individuals, Ann. And so thank you for all that you've done. And I told Steve the other day, I really believe Clipper is one of the greatest accomplishments of MTC all the years I've been here. And you helped deliver that, Ann. And thank you. And it just serves millions of people in this region. And so you should be very proud of everything you've done. And thank you very much for all you've done for me and the North Bay counties. Thank you, Ann.
Mr. Hagerty and then Commissioner Tissier.
Thank you, Madam President. Most of you that have known me know that I don't handle change well. And I don't think that today will be any exception. I find the weather outside appropriate as the heavens yep. weep today in honor of your retirement. I know that with Alex stepping in, I know that she'll do a tremendous job. But fortunately for me, and I've told you this several times, this is not a surprise to you, many meetings you have been you have proved to me as I sit in meetings and I look around the people that I'm so mad at, and every once in a while I get a glimpse of you, and it would bring me kind of back to this state of calmness. And you may laugh, but it is the honest truth. Anne has, she's a woman of style and grace, and probably one of the most awesome people I've ever met, and I mean that deeply, sincerely. You have done a great job for this commission. You have done a great job in your life. You've raised two good boys, and I know how hard it is to raise an aspiring MLB player because I have one myself. And it's a lot of work in that, too, going to all the games and everything. But I think Alameda County could safely say that because of you, we are in a better place. I think transportation is much better in Alameda County. Your fingerprints are on a lot of those programs. I don't think we could ever thank you enough, but I do know one thing. I'm extremely jealous of you today, and secondly, well, not today, because you still have, but if you're already counting how many commissioners you've worked for, you've obviously started ratcheting it down a bit. You had time to sit there and count 92 commissioners, but, you know, I truly, truly will miss you. And again, I have told you this before. You are one of my favorite women in this whole world.
Commissioner Tissier.
I, too, just want to say thank you. And I will say, if we get any complaints about Plan Bay Area, I'm just going to say, that damn Ann Flemmer. So, you know, we're going to dish you out. No, I just want to say, you know, one of the things that was mentioned in the resolution was the fact that not only did you do tremendous work here, but then you tackled the Cal Bears and the baseball team. I mean, who does that? You know, I mean, so you didn't stop just here. When you walked out the door, you continued the great efforts on so many different fronts. So I just want to say thank you for not just from San Mateo County, but for the years I've been here and all the great work you've done. So thank you.
Commissioner McKenzie.
I've already been represented by our very senior representative from the North Bay Counties, but I'm speaking for myself here. And I was studying this resolution, and first of all, there clearly needs to be a glossary attached to the resolution, because while Ann Flemmer, I know, understood every word that was addressed to her, those of us who did not swallow dictionaries at birth may find themselves challenged. It was clearly an alliterative work, and clearly the work of a worthy wordsmith. And so the only fault I could find, but I hesitated to make a motion to amend the resolution, you know, with all due deference to the chair, there didn't seem to be any mention of Oregon State University and son number two. And I find that a most unfortunate omission. All of this talk about the Bears is fine, but number two son is going up to Corvallis to play for the Oregon State Beavers. And so while it may be too late to amend the resolution, I just wanted everyone to be reminded that not just one son, but two sons are off and running. Thank you so much, and thank you for all the years I've had the pleasure of working with you. Mr. Spearing expressed my sentiments exactly.
Thank you very much, Commissioner McKenzie. And I just wanted you to note that the orange in the ribbon around the flowers is a nod to the great Oregon State baseball player. But nice to have that the Pac-12 is so well represented. Now, Commissioner Cortese, Vice Chair.
I just wanted to share what I said when I handed over the bouquet of flowers, which is thanks for looking after us. And I think over and above all the professional accomplishments that have already been stated on a personal relationship level, I thought that the story about about your involvement with the Cal Bears baseball team was very much symbolic of what you've really done for us here, and that is be a member of the team and always have our backs. And I think that comes across and has come across all the time that I've been here. So thank you for that, because that means a lot.
Thank you all. And, Commissioner Aguirre.
And I haven't been here as long to witness all of the wonderful things that are mentioned here, but I just know from listening and just watching you here that the next person has very, very high shoes, very big shoes and high standards to fill, and I think it's a standard for the rest of us as well. So thank you.
Thank you all. And I just wanted to say, as you can see from today and the feeling in the room, that this proclamation is presented to you with incredible love and appreciation and a huge regard for you and all that you've contributed to the Bay Area and to all of us that have had the honor and pleasure of working with you. And I think also a real tribute to your leadership staff is the incredible staff that you have supported and nurtured over the decades. And he has alumni all over the Bay Area, people that have worked with you, and you've been a great inspiration to all the young people moving into transportation and having their careers blossom. So thank you for everything, and we are deeply indebted to you and grateful that we had a moment today to be able to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you again. Our next item on the chair's report, I just wanted to note that we adjourned the Bay Area Toll Authority meeting in memory of Mark Ketchum, who passed away this last month. And I wanted to note for everyone that his memorial will be held this Sunday on March 30th at 1 p.m. at the UC Berkeley Faculty Club. Next item, we have the Policy Advisory Council report. I'd like to call on Kathleen Baker for her report. Thank you.
Good morning, Commission. As you know, we were continuing our work plan discussion, and at our meeting a couple of weeks ago, the Council revised and sort of refined the longer list of topics that we had originally discussed. You'll find them as Attachment 3 in your agenda packet. And really, the primary concern and interest was really still around education, about the importance of the regional goals around Plan Bay Area and sustainability, but really relating it to a lot of local interests. Then really getting specific, and I think this was a shared concern across the council and the commission, was really identifying those incentives for local government and developers to provide the desired development patterns that we're really all looking to achieve. And then lastly, moving on to looking at new funding sources, identifying new funding sources that are not already on the table is going to be critical. And really, I think some of the conversations that are moving forward at ABAG, very early on discussions looking at the next iteration, the technical update to Plan Bay Area, we really do want to continue to bring that conversation back in that small work group format. And the last thing I just wanted to touch on is we received the presentations that you'll receive today, the updates on the climate initiatives and the Bay Area Commuter Benefits Program, both of which are great. And I think the primary feedback from the council on both of those is just to continue to build on a lot of the good work that's going on locally. So, thank you.
Great. Kathleen, thank you very much. And that's really helpful to have your report as we go through those agenda items that you all have discussed and providing your recommendations. And
thank you very much.
Okay. Then with that, we'll move on now to the Executive Director's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioners, good morning. I'll make this quick because I think you're with us most of the afternoon, so you're going to get sick of us before too much longer. You'll notice in the personnel changes, I'm still in denial about Anne. I figure if I never write it down, she never will really leave. So I'm going to continue that practice. Srinivasan is leaving, though. Her husband got a good opportunity back east, so the family's moving there, and we're going to miss her. And I note two promotions in the finance department on the first page as well. I would like to thank those of you who came along with us to Washington for our 35th annual trip. And I think given the quagmire that is our nation's capital. We had a reasonably productive set of meetings. And also would note, since we're on the news of deputies today, that another former deputy at MTC is now the acting Federal Transit Administrator, which I indicated makes her husband Rod the first gentleman of public transit. So I think the next time you see Rod, you ought to accord him the proper respect for that. On the next page, I'll just mention one other event that I attended yesterday, in fact, in Detroit. And you may recall that this outfit called the State Smart Transportation Initiative, that was the group that was commissioned by Secretary Brian Kelly to do an independent management review of Caltrans. Shortly after they issued their report, they invited me to come back and present at their meeting, this one, in March, on the experience we've had with performance measures and how we've used them to monitor the system, to plan improvements, as well as to distinguish between which kinds of projects to fund. And I was, I have to say, somewhat shocked by the number of state DOT directors that were at the meeting. It was pushing two dozen. And for those of you who know AASHTO, that's their official trade organization, the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. And this is sort of, I guess you would call a rump group that is, I would characterize it as sort of the progressive faction within AASHTO. And the fact that there are so many of them, they don't have a platform or anything like that, but the fact that there is this fissure, I think, developing a little bit between the more traditional departments around the country and these change agents in large measure, I think is something worth paying attention to. And the presentation I made is included in your packet. As it turned out, Brian and Malcolm couldn't attend. I wrote this before the event happened, but Kate White from the State Transportation Agency was there as well. And finally, the map of the month on the far right, it's a map of the United States, and you can see it that if that were a political map, that would be a Democratic president being elected, as far as the eye could see, but that's not what it is. This one, our data guys came up with the most popular models and makes of cars that are bought in each state. And this is a landslide for the Ford F-Series truck all across America. I'll mention just two outliers. You got to wonder what's going on with Oklahoma, right? Because they're not that different from Kansas. And Andy was speculating they're the most popular car is the Nissan Altima, that maybe they make them there.
That must be.
California is a true outlier. And our most popular car is the Honda Civic. And I think you're aware of the data that we're something like 10% of the electric vehicle owners in America live in the Bay Area, even though our population share is 2%. So our state is different in this and so many other ways. And I think I'll conclude on that note.
Thank you very much, Steve. Are there any questions? And any commissioner comments? Right? If not, we'll move now to the consent calendar. May I please have a motion to adopt the consent calendar?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sperring, seconded by Commissioner Geary. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Now moving on to committee reports. Our first item, I'd like to turn to Chair Glover for a report on the Programming and Allocations Committee.
Good morning. The Program and Allocations Committee met on March 5th, and two items are before you for action. First being Resolution Number 4035 Revised and 3925 Revised, which programs $10.7 million in STP/CMAQ funds to the Clipper Phase 2 program for small operators in the East Bay, Napa Solano, and the 101 corridor / North Bay areas. I would like to move approval of MTC resolutions number 4035 revised and 3925 revised.
Thank you. That's moved by Commissioner Glover and seconded by Commissioner Pruszynski. I have, first of all, are there any questions? Yes, Commissioner Lucardo.
Thank you. Just a quick question. Certainly recognize that it's great to see the Clipper expanding, and I'm grateful for the work that's been done. I know this has been a long time coming. Just a quick question about the aggregate amount of expenditure we've spent so far on the Clipper program. Do we have a sense of that? Even back of the envelope?
Well over $100 million.
Okay. My, I know we've talked about this, I think, as recently as last month. I'm troubled that Clipper is not perhaps being more proactive in terms of providing more functionality, particularly around mobile payments, things that we certainly are seeing out there in the marketplace all around us. I'd much rather see us expand this program conditioned on their ability to improve that functionality in some way. I recognize this is now before us as a commission. I don't know if there's any time to be discussing those kinds of things now with the company, but I think what I'll do is simply register a no vote for now with the hope that there will be a strong message conveyed that I don't want to see this program expand or another dollar go forward for this until we see really a level of technological sophistication that's appropriate for this Bay Area.
Commissioner, I do understand that point, and you're right that you've got us sort of at an awkward moment because this is the last expansion of the original program, and we are very much on the same page as you in terms of the next phase of the whole Clipper system, and we are hard at work with the general managers of all the major systems trying to scope out what we want Clipper 2.0 to look like. The current contract we have with Cubic expires in 2019, so we'll need to rebid the work, and we won't be rebidding like a couple of months before, right? This is a very large and complicated procurement, so we will be probably putting some things out for the marketplace to look at in the space of a year or so. So you won't have long to wait, and I think it's also the case that we agree with you. Although we'd like this expansion to go forward, I wouldn't be recommending a no vote today. But this is all you're going to see of the original system. The next thing you'll see is 2.0.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay. I just wanted to note for the record that this is a very important expansion for the East Bay. There are riders that currently have Clipper that are unable to use it on our local transit systems. And I think there's been a lot of discussion leading up to this vote, including the fact that if we don't do this now, then the commuters in Alameda and Contra Costa County and the other parts of the Bay that currently don't have Clipper would have to wait a significant number of years in order to be able to access a Clipper for their bus connections. Many of those will be commuting south and in various areas of the county, of the Bay Area. So, with that, any further discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I'm going to vote in favor, but Sam, I can't agree with you more. We have, and Ann kind of touched on it. We have to be creative, innovative. We have to be aggressive. But this, I agree with our chair. This is not the time to do that. But in this next round, I am going to be right behind you on that charge.
Okay.
Madam Chair, and if I could just try to correct the record, because I'm going to get in trouble with the commissioner seating to the left of Commissioner Lucardo if I don't correct it. We do have one more, and that's SMART, which is a brand new service up in the North Bay. Since it's brand new, we hope to do it slightly different from these, but they're going to get the 1.0 system before we convert. So I just wanted to correct that point.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
The executive director's not in trouble with me. He's been a great supporter of SMART. I'm pleased that he brought that up. It's essential that when we start operating in 2016 that we are in sync with those bus systems that are about to be converted to the Clipper system. So, and then we'll all look forward to 2.0 and being fully innovative and, you know, functional. Thanks.
Great. Commissioner Hagerty? Oh, your light's on. I'm sorry.
I know. Okay, I'm waiting for my committee report.
Okay, then. May I please, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, that motion carries unanimously. Our next.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say no. Okay, thank you. All right, so that's that vote passes with Commissioner Lucardo voting no.
So, Madam Chair, we have another item before us today, and that's MTC Resolution 4135. The program's $1.8 million in FTC New Freedom Cycle 5 programs of projects for large urbanized areas in the San Francisco area. This program supports transportation services for disabled persons beyond those required by the Americans with Disability Act of 1990. I would move approval of MTC Resolution number 4135.
Thank you. And that's moved and seconded by Commissioner Tissier. I see no speaker cards on this item. Are there any additional comments from the Commission? All right, ma'am. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Moving on to the Planning Commission. Planning Committee meeting, I'd like to turn to Commissioner Spearing, Committee Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. MTC Resolution 4134, adopted by the Bay Area Commuter Benefits Program, and ratifies the Bay Area Air Quality Management District's adoption of an ordinance entitled Air District Regulation 14, Mobile Source Emissions Reduction Measures, Rule 1. Bay Area Commuter Benefits Program, and this resolution implements MTC's obligations under Senate Bill 1939 Yee, and I got a call from the federal building. I'm assuming it's in support of this, and so I would move Resolution 4134.
Okay, there's a motion. Second. May I please have a second? Second by Commissioner Kinsey. Let's see. I have a one. First of all, are there any questions of staff? I do have... two speaker cards on this item. Okay, then I'd like to first call our first speaker, who is Stuart Baker, and he'll be followed by Marion Taylor.
Hi, good morning, members of the Commission. My name is Stuart Baker. I have been working with the commuter check program since 1998. That dates me pretty far back when Rides was in business and the Commission was actually supporting the commuter check program. I've managed benefits for the city and county of San Francisco, so I know what's involved on the employer's end in managing the benefit, and I've also seen the benefits in terms of payroll tax savings that the employer sees on their end. What I really love about this program, beyond the fact that it benefits the environment through an increased use of public transportation and a decrease in traffic congestion, is the fact that it's a financial savings to employees. So consider this: minimum wage employees in the Bay Area rarely receive a really good set of benefits that many of us enjoy in the workplace. But this is one benefit, the transit benefit, that they can take advantage of, and it makes a huge difference in their bottom line. It saves about 40% of their of the amount they pay, up to $130 a month for transportation. So that's money that members of the lower income community can really benefit from. That's one reason why currently right now New York City is looking at replicating this benefit. And once again, San Francisco, Bay Area, and California leading the way in this effort. And I applaud you for considering this. And we vote very much in favor of supporting this as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Marion Taylor, please.
I'm Marion Taylor, president of the League of Women Voters of the Bay Area, 20 local leagues in 9 Bay Area counties. The league supports the adoption of the proposed Bay Area Commuter Benefits Program by the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. The League has long favored measures that are designed to reduce vehicle miles traveled and single occupancy vehicles, as well as programs to reduce the impact of air pollution. More recently, we place high priority on reducing carbon and other emissions from vehicles that worsen air quality and contribute to climate change. We support efforts to attain reductions of greenhouse gases in the Bay Area to meet the targets that have been established. The Commuter Benefits Program establishes a pilot program in the Bay Area, which would require employers with 50 or more full-time employees to select one of four commuter benefit options. Included is the option to design their own alternative commuter benefit that would be similarly as effective as the three options, namely pre-tax payroll deduction for transit or vanpool, direct subsidy for transit or vanpool, or employee-provided transportation. By promoting the use of alternative commute modes, the program will decrease drive-alone commutes, trips to the Bay Area work sites, thereby reducing traffic congestion, improving the speed of traffic flow during peak commute periods, thus reducing emissions of greenhouse gases and criteria air pollutants. We commend you for the process by which this program was developed, including substantial outreach to businesses and public hearings around the Bay Area. We look forward to the report to the legislature, including measurable results from the pilot program and the extent to which the intended objectives have been reached. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming today and sharing your comments. Our next item is the Legislation Committee. I'd like to turn to our... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Back up. I'm going too fast. Is there any further discussion? Okay. We have a motion on the floor. With a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Sorry about that. Moving now to item 9, the Legislation Committee. I'd like to turn to Chair Commissioner Hegarty.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. On March 14th, the committee referred five items to the Commission, AB 1811 Buchanan and AB 2090 Fong, which would improve operations of express lanes administered by the Alameda County Transportation Commission and the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority, respectively. I move support of AB 1811 Buchanan and AB 2090 Fong and seek amendment to ensure the language in both bills remains consistent.
Okay, thank you. It's been made by Commissioner Hegarty, seconded by, I couldn't hear. Commissioner, thank you. Commissioner Liccardo, is there any public comment on this item? Any commissioner comments? All right, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
AB 2997 Mullen will require the DMV to develop a temporary license plate system that enables vehicle dealers and lessor retailers to print temporary license plates at the time of sale on media selected by the DMV. AB 2197 would also require the system be in operation on or before July 1st, 2015. I move approval of support of AB 2197 Mullen.
That's been, thank you, seconded by Commissioner Liccardo. Is there any public comment? Any commissioner comments? Okay, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
AB 2013 would increase the number of decals the DMV is authorized to issue from 40,000 to an unspecified amount. I move to oppose AB 2013.
Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Brzezinski. Any public comment? Any further commission discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
AB 2173 Bradford would expand the definition of motorized bicycle to include a low-speed electric bicycle that would be allowed to access Class 1 bicycle paths. I move approval to support 2173 Bradford.
Okay. Second. And it's seconded by Commissioner Tissier. Is there any public comment? Any further commission discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Next item is public comment. I have no speaker cards. Then we will adjourn to our next meeting, which will be Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014.
Okay.